call the meeting to order. Tracy.
At the Greenwood City Hall in rural Clark County, four city council members, the mayor, and a handful of department heads are gathered for the monthly council meeting. They meet in a modest room, not much bigger than the table they're sitting at. On the agenda, possible locations for a new city garage, lawn mowing contracts for the cemetery, and a discussion about whether cluttered yards are violating the local nuisance ordinance. It's not glamorous work, but Greenwood Mayor Jim Shekelman says it's important. That's why he's concerned about a lack of community interest in serving in city government. He says it's getting harder to recruit people to run for these offices.
Two reasons. One is they don't want to deal with the headache of making a decision and having other people blame them for something that didn't go their way. But I think the most popular reason is time commitment. They just don't want to commit the time.
To encourage participation, Shekelman says he and the council scheduled meetings around school sporting events. The city also pays $20 to each person who attends volunteer committee meetings. Shekelman also tried to get more young people involved. He started a mayor's youth council to get high school students excited about making an impact in their city. The plan was to get six high school students to plan, budget, and build a dog park. Shekelman sent a letter to the high school with his best pitch.
You can make a difference in your community. You can actually see something that you designed, so when you're driving past it one day, you can look out and say, I had a part of that. You know, and it was disappointing because I got one person and it was my daughter, which, you know, who knows, honestly, she's my daughter, so she probably felt obligated.
Declining participation in local government isn't just an issue in Greenwood. The League of Wisconsin Municipalities says it's a problem throughout Wisconsin's smaller cities, towns, and villages. League Executive Director Jerry DeShane.
52% of the cities and villages overall say it's a problem, but in about two-thirds of cities and villages under 10,000 in population, you've got little or no competition for board and council seats. And in a lot of cases, too many cases, there's simply a blank spot on the ballot because nobody's interested.
DeShane says local government needs to adapt to the changing work and family demands of those who serve.
But the other thing, to be real blunt with you, we need to do a better job and a more thorough job of both telling our citizens why they have to be part of their government and, frankly, in a lot of cases, just plain asking them to serve.
In the village of Marathon City, Administrator Andy Kurtz says he thinks some people get turned off by the circus surrounding major office elections. Kurtz says local government is different, and it actually lets you get stuff done.
I would say they'd have far more impact at the local level. We have a board meeting, and we decide we're going to put up a stop sign. The stop sign goes up tomorrow. We decide we're going to buy a squad car. You know, we're buying a squad car very quickly.
DeShane of the League of Municipalities says it's too early to say if declining participation means local government is in danger. But he worries the trend is heading in the wrong direction and says it needs to be dealt with. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.